Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. So our choices matter. And if you really want to become the best version of you and you want to live your potential, then it's going to come down to the choices that you make every single day. You're listening to Asa RX. Go to asarx.com. I'm Asa, your host, here with you each and every day to be able to encourage you, equip you, give you the tools you need. Three-time physician. Done a little studying around this stuff, and I've got some good insights and ideas to be able to get you to the next level with your health and with your life. So loneliness, we talk about a lot about the physical side. What about the emotional and the almost the spiritual side of this? So loneliness, there's a great book written over 2,000 years ago, and there's a scripture in there, a verse in there that says, a section in there, whatever you want to call it, it says it's not good for a person to be alone. Okay, loneliness and depression are linked to an increased, they say, risk of mental decline in the elderly, a new study suggests. So researchers analyzed data for more than 8,300 adults age 65 and older who were assessed every 2 years between 1998 and 2010. 17% reported loneliness at the beginning of the study, and half of those who were lonely had depression. So over the course of the study, mental decline was 20% faster among the loneliness people than among those who weren't lonely. People who were depressed at the start of the study also had faster mental decline. However, the lower mental function did not lead to worsening loneliness. According to the study scheduled for presentation recently at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference, they concluded that they said our study suggests that even one or two depressive symptoms, particularly loneliness, is associated with an increased rate of cognitive decline over 12 years. So we found that lonely people decline cognitively at a faster rate than people who report more satisfying social networks and connections. Although loneliness and depression appear closely linked, loneliness may by itself have the effects on cognitive decline, she explained. And this is most important to know for the development of treatments to enhance mental health quality of life for older adults. So the new study suggested a link between loneliness, depression, and heightened risk of mental decline, but it did not prove a cause and effect. So we know that loneliness plays a role, and really I think that loneliness plays a role in a lot of things. Mental decline, yes, is one, but I think that loneliness plays a role in so many aspects of health that declines. So the mental health declines, but I think heart attacks, and I think that strokes and cancer and a lot of these conditions, our emotional state plays an enormous role in our health. I mean, in a major, major way. Not in a little way, in a major way. So if we don't have that intact, and we don't have that working right, and we don't have that where it needs to be, then we're going to be in trouble. And I think, and really, even when a physician comes in and does the family history, whenever they come in and do that, of course, you know, when you go to your doctor and they do the initial kind of examination and they interview you and take the history, as we call it. I mean, all that's important. You got to fact find and gather the data and all of that. But I think that the real piece of that is gathering, and if you ask the right questions, you'll get the right answers. So I think physicians that really dig into that can pick up so much on what's really going on. I mean, because there's the physiology of the body that we know. Like if the heart's breaking down, it's not working, the number on the blood test was XYZ, and it's going to cause this, and it leads to this, and this, right? So there's always like an A, B, and C of why something's happening. But at the end of the day, I think the mental component is the driver. And many, 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 many practitioners would agree with me, I believe. Providers will. Physicians, I mean, all across the board, any specialty and discipline. I think that if you, after, maybe not if you're newly graduated because you're so on fire to like find that disease and figure it out and, you know, do the surgery or fix everything, right? Like a mechanic. But once you've been in the game for some time and you've seen enough people and you've seen the stories and you have watched the pain in people's eyes, and you've seen the addiction to medications, and you've seen the heartbreak of people losing loved ones. And when you've seen that and walked through that enough, it's like you get to the, you get halfway down the road and you start to realize, you think, you know, there's more to this than just, does this person need a statin drug or a diabetes medication? Like, it's more than just them eating a donut and eating too much fried chicken. Like, there's a bigger story here. Again, it's all about the root cause, man. The root cause is why people get sick. The root cause is why the body breaks down. And yes, that person may be addicted to donuts and eat a dozen every day, but the question is not, do they love donuts? The real question is, what happened in their life that drove them to so much pain that they eat the donuts every day? You answer that question, and you can help that person heal. The physician or provider that doesn't ask those kind of questions, that moves on so fast that the numbers are this, this, and this, here, take this medication, I'll see you in 3 months, has missed the boat completely. And I would say that that person they may have a strong IQ, they have no EQ whatsoever. You got to get to the root cause. And I think until we do that in healthcare, until we start with that mindset, until we have the ability to dig deeper, nothing's going to change. You're going to have two camps. And that's why people, I think, go into physicians that are more, that have had put more time in the game, they end up getting better results. And when you're young, getting out, I think you can crush it and super smart, like sharp as anything. But you can't, that experience, that time in there with people, I think is where you really get it. So this loneliness concept, it's a big deal. Like I'm on it for this whole segment because it's a really big deal. The mental aspect of our health is a big deal. And I think we're losing too many of our elderly because of loneliness and because of depression and because it's not a matter of just they ate the wrong foods for so long. I think it's the environment that they put themselves in, or that life has just given them, that they don't feel like they can get out of, that leaves them in a state of feeling lonely and not around people they love, and or they've lost all their loved ones, and they just get lonely. And I think that leads to a lot of decline, mental and physical. So anything we can do to build that, help that, encourage that, is something we all need to do, and encourage them to get them to the next level and to give them good quality of long life and longevity. Because longevity is really going to come with relationships. That's where the longevity happens more than anything else. 888-283-7272. You're listening to ASA RX right here. And don't forget the ASA RX podcast called the ASA RX Experience. You can subscribe. Go to asarx.com. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. And go to the website, goacerx.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Remember, whatever you're struggling with, just know, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that you're going to have. And we're giving away a free book, too. If you don't have a copy of our best-selling book, the hardback copy, we're giving to you absolutely free. Just go to acerx.com and click on free book, and we'll send it to you. I'll pay for the book. You just cover a little bit of the shipping cost to get it to you, and I'll be glad to give it to you. Absolutely free. Total gift. I want you to get started, to read it cover to cover, to learn what it really means to be healthy. This new way of living, this healthy way of living, is what this whole deal is about. It's about thriving. It's about not just barely making it, but it's really about leaning in and building something of value so you can become the best version of you. That's what we care about. I want you to be the best version of you, and health is the vehicle. It always has been, always will be. So health is a vehicle. I mean, that's why even in biblical times, you look back in the Bible, one of the oldest books ever written. What did everybody care about? You ever think about that? You go back and read it. If you're an avid Bible reader, you're going to know what I'm talking about. If you've never read the Bible, that's fine. But let me tell you something. Everybody thinks that when the Bible, in the Gospels, when Jesus was walking around, everybody thinks that all he cared about was, like, we talk about being born again. All these Christians talk about being saved and all that. I get that, and I believe in that. But that's not what they talked about all the time. The main topic in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is the fact that people wanted to be healed of all kinds of diseases and infirmities, and people were, like, that was the number one topic. If you read through there, that's what they came to him for. They didn't care about having their sins forgiven. They just wanted to get healthy. They just didn't want their person to die. They didn't want to have this skin disease. They didn't want to be blind, right? That's literally time after time after time. So it's been the age-old question. It's health has been the vehicle to be able to do what you need to do to get where you need to go, to have the energy and the vitality for your family, to produce at work, to really be the best version of you. And I say that, going back to the Gospels, it once he touched their health, then they were ready to listen about this whole forgiveness and sin deal that he was there to talk about and be about and, you know, is. So he's the I am, right? So, you know, that's a whole nother deal. I'm using that as an example, though, because health has always been the biggest thing on people's minds. That and money nowadays. I mean, money is such a big topic for people because you got to have it to survive and live. But if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So you have all the money in the world, no health, you got nothing. Done. Lights out. So our health is our most vital piece to everything that we have. And I want to encourage you and help you and equip you. That's what we're all about, is to get you to the next level with your health and your life and help find balance with all that you do. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to acerx.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jules. Hi, Jules.
I'm calling about my mother's diverticulitis, and she has developed a severe infection, and it's been going on for like a month, and the doctor told her to take Miralax and Metamucil together to help pull that infection out. They did not give her any antibiotics, and I was wondering what your thoughts were about that.
Okay, so I think a couple things. One is it's all about eating habits, okay? So regardless of whatever they give her now and she finishes up, it's about what she's going to do moving forward. And moving forward, it's going to have to be, I mean, of course, the types of foods, the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, which we're giving for free right now. So go to the website, go to acerx.com, and you get a copy of the book. And we'll send it to you for free, okay? You should cover the shipping cost. We'll ship it out to you. But in there is a special eating plan. All right. And in that eating plan, it cuts down inflammation in the body in a major way and helps you, your body, to restore itself, to heal itself, and to do really well. So I would start there because, you know, again, I'm sure her physicians have her on a routine, and that's great. Run that by them if you need to, but it's one of those things where it's not about take this or take that. Like, this situation that she's in is not about well, if you take glutamine, it's going to be and more probiotics. I mean, yeah, those things are helpful, but it's more about the overall picture, the global picture, her eating habits, right? So making sure she does plenty of fruits and vegetables, making sure she's getting a certain amount of fiber a day and the types of fiber and plenty of water, and that her eating habits need to be different all the way around. And that's a huge, huge piece in the equation to be able to really manage that and help that in a big way. So that's where I would start, okay, because her daily habits are going to be important. I will tell you that her omega-3 fatty acids or fatty acid profile should be looked at, okay? I would have it, whether you get one of our providers to do it or someone to do it, but you got to have you want to have certain tests reviewed nutritionally to see exactly what her numbers are, because that can play a big role too. And if the numbers are off and then she's not, things are not where they need to be, then it's going to be a challenge. You've got to get those numbers figured out, because it's going to help whoever's working with her from a provider standpoint, provider perspective. It's going to make all that work better. So that's what I'd focus on. All right, 888-283-7272. Give us a call. You're listening to ASARX. Go to ASARX.com. And we'll be here for you each and every day. Whatever you're struggling with, we want to help. That's the key. We want to help you go to the next level with your health and with your life. We'll grab an email real quick. We've got Chris in Virginia. He says, what do I do for ED? Great question. So erectile dysfunction hits a lot of guys. I would tell you this. It's not about the herb and the new supplement that's out, right, that's going to make everything work better. It's not about just building up what we call nitric oxide, which has got studies behind it. But it's really about the mental component of it. First, you got to dig in and figure out if there's a lot of stress at home, if the relationship is not good, if there's strain in the marriage or relationship of any kind, then you got to address that first, because nothing will make things not work faster than that. We'll be right back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Some Michigan cities are under 5 feet or more of water after rivers overflowed from heavy rains and at least two dams breaching. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Our first responders and local emergency response officials and members of the Michigan National Guard and the Michigan State Police have been working through the night to help people get to shelter.
She says the flooding and ongoing coronavirus pandemic are straining their resources. The Government Accountability Office is now out with a new report that found that prior to the coronavirus pandemic, 82% of nursing homes surveyed were cited for infection prevention and control deficiencies, including the failure to isolate sick residents. In addition, about half of these homes had persistent problems and were cited across multiple years. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus said Wednesday marked a grim milestone in the coronavirus pandemic, the largest single-day total of confirmed cases. He said public health officials reported 106 cases of the virus in the past 24 hours, two-thirds of which came from four countries. The United States, Russia, Brazil, and Britain account for the most confirmed cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. As countries conduct more testing and more positive results are returned, the globe is likely to surpass 5 million cases over the next 24 hours. The global tracker at Johns Hopkins University said worldwide there's at least 326,000 deaths. Ghebreyesus said they're very concerned about rising cases in low- and middle-income countries. Dr. Mike Ryan, the executive director of WHO's emergency program, warned people not to use hydroxychloroquine for coronavirus treatment or prevention. His comments on the malaria drug came 2 days after President Trump told reporters he's taking the drug to prevent COVID-19. Scientific studies shows there's little evidence the drug successfully treats the virus, and the FDA warned it causes serious, potentially life-threatening side effects, including heart rhythm problems. The president said he'll discontinue using the drug in a few days. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Triple 8 2 8 3 7 2 7 2. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. So if you're constipated, which let me tell you something. That is not fun if you've ever been constipated. You ever been constipated? So we talk about poop here on the show, okay? I'm a physician, right? So I can talk about poop. It's cool. And you want me to, because if your poop is not good, if you're not pooping the way you need to, life is not good, right? Try not pooping for 3 days. Tell me how good your life is. Let's talk about it. You want to talk about it? Yeah, you'll want to talk about it. So pooping is a good thing. Constipation, not a good thing. Diarrhea, not a good thing. So what do you do? Well, number one thing you want to think about when constipation hits and elimination, remember, you're only as healthy as the food you can digest, absorb, assimilate, and eliminate. So if that elimination key is not there, whoo, not going to be a good time. Not going to be a good time. So you want to fill up on fiber-rich foods. Now, with constipation, fruit is really good. But you don't want to do a ton of fruit. I'm with fruit, I like 1 to 2 pieces a day on average. I think is a good number. Because fructose, which is the sugar that's in fruit, really not that great. Like too much of it can impact for diabetes. It doesn't store in the muscle cell at all. So the tendency for that type of sugar to go to fat is really strong. So it's just not a good overall food source, but the nutrients that are in fruits are just amazing. So 1-2 pieces a day usually is good. The rest need to come from vegetables. Man, you need to hammer vegetables. That's the key. They may not taste as good if you have a sweet tooth, but that's where that's where you get all the bang for your buck. So let's get into what some good fiber-rich foods are if you deal with constipation. Number one is berries. So they're really, really good. A half a cup, not, you know, tons of strawberries, provides 2 grams of fiber, while the same size of blackberries will give you 4 grams, and raspberries 4 grams as well. They're also low in calories and low in what we call the glycemic index, so they don't raise blood sugar that much, which is a good thing. Another great food that I use on a regular basis, I do every day, are beans. So beans are a great way to throw in a huge fiber boost. Matter of fact, for a cup, beans give you twice as much fiber as most vegetables, making them a regular part of a healthy diet and can ward off constipation. A half cup serving of navy beans gives you 9.5 grams of fiber, while a similar size of kidney beans gives you 8.2. Lima beans, Great Northern, Pinto, they all still pack a whopping 6-plus grams of fiber per cup. So they're really, really good. Lentils are really good, too. Peas are good. They're in that same category. Just so you know. So I like the dried fruits a little bit. So figs and prunes and apricots. I love raisins. I'm a big raisin fan. Not that I love the taste, but I love the nutrition of it, of what it does. I eat them just about every day. And they're great. By the way, guys, raisins have boron in them. It's a mineral. And the boron is really good for building your testosterone levels. It's kind of a hidden mineral that we don't really talk about much, but it plays in the cascade to build your testosterone levels. So raisins are a good part of that. But like fiber, it also contains sorbitol. So sorbitol is what we call a natural laxative, and it's a type of carbohydrate that has a molecular structure similar to sugar. Fiber isn't digested, and so it retains water and it passes through your gut. So the water softens the stool, helping to relieve the constipation. You want to switch over to, if you're going to use bread, do a gluten-free whole grain bread. Usually a good way to go. And they come with fiber too. I mean, usually a good slice of that will give you 2 to 3 grams of fiber. And then also broccoli. Okay, so like beans, broccoli is a superstar fiber. And it's also a great source of nutrients while still being low in calories. It's best to eat vegetables raw because cooking them can reduce the fiber content. But if you prefer a little cooked, no big deal. Just kind of soften it up a little bit. But you can also do plums, pears, and apples. Now these, and if you get constipated, you can feel bloated. Like that's pretty common. But, you know, feeling bloated is a big deal. And once you get the constipation under control, the bloatedness, if you want to call it that, goes away. So that's a super, super big deal and can help in a big way. You want to surround yourself with nuts. So not people, right? But actual fiber in nuts. Like Brazil nuts are just amazing. Walnuts are great. Macadamia nuts are really good too. A 1 ounce serving gives you about 3 to 5 grams of fiber, depending on the kind of nut you use. So once you start adding this up, it's pretty amazing. And if you think about it, what's interesting about nuts, they've done all these studies, and 1 to 2 ounces of nuts every single week gave a drop in like 30% drop in your waistline. So like your waistline's impacted by eating nuts or not eating them. And macadamia nuts and Brazil nuts are two that we really use that have been shown to help boost testosterone levels. They don't impact hormones in a negative way. Pretty cool. So when it comes down to it, remember this rule of thumb for fiber. This is why I love fiber. And by the way, you're listening to Asa RX. My name's Asa, host of the show. Glad you're with us. Check us out, asarx.com. And you can give us a call always, 888-283-7272. But the reason I really like them, and I'm a big fan with nuts and really with fiber overall, I mean, all the beans and everything. I mean, I make a real conscious effort. They've done studies, and we know that for every 10 grams of fiber, you decrease your colon cancer risk by 10%. Now, that's staggering. That's a big deal. So the average of what most is recommended right now in the nutrition and medical world is about 25 to 35 grams of fiber a day. But that's only giving you a small percentage of protection. So I've always been a big fan of hitting about 60 to 70 grams a day. And you think, man, that's a lot. Yeah, but I probably do 50 to 60 myself and have for years. So, and I can tell you the days I don't. I mean, you can feel it. You know it. But you know, hey, that gives you almost a 60% less chance of getting colon cancer, and that's a big deal all the way around. So having that game plan together can make the biggest difference, really, when it comes down to it. The fiber is a key. Make it a big part of your daily routine, and keep track of the numbers, because they've got all these apps now that you can keep count of everything. It's really good to see your numbers and see how much fiber you are actually taking in. I was astounded. And when I started using tracking apps for that, I could really see the difference. Because I was tracking proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. Started tracking my fiber. I'm like, man, I'm getting a lot of fiber. That's awesome. So really, you can kind of see that, and it keeps your numbers in check. All right, 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, go to asarx.com. We'd love to have you. If you don't have a copy of our free book, we've got a free book offer going right now. To send you a copy of the free book, you just go to myfreehealthbook.com, myfreehealthbook.com, and we'll send you a copy of that. We'll cover the shipping. We'll pay for the book, rather. You cover the shipping. It's a pretty sweet deal, and it's a hardback copy, bestseller, and a lot of people are just raving over it. So please, definitely do that and keep us posted. Let's get on the phones and go to Marley. Hi, Marley.
I just had my second back surgery in 6 weeks, and I'm out of it 2 weeks right now. But when they went back in 2 weeks ago, they, from the second surgery, the first surgery had some scar tissue. I've got discs falling on nerves and collapsing. I've got one more to go through, it's in my neck. But what I was wanting to know is, when I went my second surgery, he went in through, he had to get back out some scar tissue from the first one. So what can I do to take to help stop or slow down scar tissue?
Right. So what you want to do to slow down the scar tissue is a couple of things. One, there's a cold laser that is really fantastic, and it helps when it comes down to scar tissue. There's been studies that the FDA has approved it, and it's used for reducing scar tissue. Certain, you know, frequencies on there can help do that. So I would look at a cold laser. A lot of practitioners have them now. They're super expensive, and so it's limited the kind of doctors or providers that will have them. But find someone that does and use it, and you can buy treatment packages or whatever. That is a great therapy that will help reduce that. Now, the other thing, too, from a nutritional perspective, is don't forget, when you're dealing with scar tissue and scarring, a lot of that has to do with collagen. So collagen now is kind of a hot topic. You can get it in a powdered form. But using collagen every single day in form of a shake is good. High levels of vitamin C based on your body type. And again, it's good to have a provider kind of guide you and all that. But vitamin C is one of the main cofactors in the body that helps to build collagen and helps that repair process and really helps when your body is doing its best to heal. So I would look at that as well, because that's a big piece in the equation. You got to get all the collagen and those fibers to begin to regenerate. And from a nutritional perspective, vitamin C, collagen powder, those two together, it's like a powerhouse. And you're getting the omega-3s too, the fatty acids, you can get testing done to figure that out. That can help too, because one thing you've got to think about when you're dealing with this is with scarring, the scar tissue lays down fairly quickly. It's about breaking that scar tissue up, though, and getting that tissue back to normal. And the good news is that the area that where the scar was laid is going to be super strong. But it can also weaken the other areas if it's not handled and taken care of in the right way. So I would definitely do that and get it looked at, because the vitamin C high levels, and you can do IV vitamin C. They're doing that now in a lot of offices. But I like the powdered buffered form that have mineral ascorbates in it. That's what we use. And the body absorbs it, handles it really well, and of course you get great results, okay? But keep us posted on how that's going. But look for a laser, a good cold laser. If you need help, get in touch with one of our providers. If you can't find anybody with that, we'll find somebody for you. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
AAA 283-7272. Welcome back to the show. So glad you're with us. Visit us online. Go to AsaRx.com. We're here for you each and every day to help you become the best version of you and to live your potential. So, what about skin wrinkles around the eyes? Have you ever thought about that? Why does it happen the most? Well, facial wrinkles, what we call laugh lines or crow's feet, are the bane of many young adults, of aging adults, rather. New research on human cadavers can offer some insight to why the skin creases more pronounced than others. Differences in oil-secreting glands just below the skin can help explain why forehead wrinkles are shallower wrinkles than around the outer eye. And they found this out at the School of Medicine and Dental Sciences in Japan. Sebaceous glands are microscopic glands that secrete sebum, which is an oily or waxy material which lubricates the skin and protects it from water damage. So Dr. Nitin Chuan, who's a facial and plastic reconstructive surgeon at the University of Toronto, said that he wasn't part of the research, but he's explaining what's happening. There's evidence of a gland-wrinkle-skin connection appear to be confined to the top half of the face. The study results were published recently in the newest edition of Clinical Anatomy. And to explore factors related to facial wrinkling, the researchers examined wrinkle depth, gland density, and dermal skin density of the forehead and eye region, and skin samples from about 58 Japanese cadavers. And the age represented from like 20s to 90s, and they did it all the way across the board. The research team concluded that more sebaceous glands present under the forehead region skin, the shallower the wrinkles. So the more oil they had in the skin, the less wrinkles, right? So the investigators also observed the greater gland density was associated with a thicker dermal skin layer. The second layer of skin, which lies beneath the sweat glands and the hair follicles, contain the outer epidermis. So they hope to pave the way for the anti-wrinkle treatment development. And they acknowledge that many factors in addition to gland density probably play a role in the wrinkle variations. So they said this were extremely interesting. The study is focusing on tissue and embalmed cadavers from the race of people, different races of people. So they said that sun protection, of course, we know. He said that, hydration is a key. This is a big thing they said. All right, big topic. Drinking plenty of fluids is critical to skin metabolism, toxin processing, nutrient delivery, and maintaining skin elasticity. And that's a huge, huge deal. I mean, hydration and skin health, they go hand in hand, always have. But I'm glad that even another study is just confirming what we kind of go by. But he said that sun protection, which we know, a healthy diet, which we know, and regular exercise and good sleep are important components to ensuring optimal skin metabolism, which will manifest itself in attractive skin. I think all of those are pretty easy for a lot of people. Well, everybody probably has their struggle, I would say. So healthy diet is a struggle for some. Regular exercise, a struggle for some. Sun protection, anybody can do that. But some people just love getting their tan, which I've never been a big fan of. I think that the less you're in the sun, the better your skin's going to look. And that served me well. It really has into my years. And I've seen others go the opposite direction. It's amazing. Skin cancer in their 30s and 40s, it's amazing. But good sleep, I think sleep is the one that really is a difference maker. And when you get good sleep, you can see a skin difference in a person, like in a day. Have you ever noticed that? You ever gone on vacation or something and slept like 9 hours? Wake up and it's like the person, your kids or you or what, it's just like this glow about them. It's because of the sleep. So much regeneration happens in your sleep pattern. It's a big, big deal. And it can make a big difference. 888-283-7272. Visit us online, asarx.com. Hey, if you haven't picked up a copy of our book, it's free. What are you waiting on? It's absolutely free. Go to myfreehealthbook.com, myfreehealthbook.com. I'll send you a copy of our best-selling hard copy book, All you got to do is cover the shipping. It's like nothing. All right, let's get on the phones and go to Austin. Hi, Austin.
I drink too much beer, and I would just like to know some advice about what I can do to, besides taking a little medicine. I guess I want some protection as I get older.
All right, so, you know, at least you know it. You know, the cool thing about this conversation right here is that, you know, like, I drink too much beer. It's like, it's great. I mean, the cool thing is you know that. You can't do that forever, right? I mean, what we do in our 20s, night in our teens and 20s, if you drank beer in college and those kind of years, I mean, some people keep that pace up. Like, I've got buddies that still keep that pace up, like fraternity. Like, we're all still in the fraternity. I'm like, what the, bro, those days are like, you got to know your season. And they're still doing that whole thing. So, yeah, it's good that you're recognizing that. Your lifestyle is everything. You want high quality of life, you got to have high quality habits, period. It's just no doubt about it. You have to make good choices. You have to make good decisions. And it really comes down to that. It comes down to that. So I would start with this, right? If you drink beer all the time, you want to get something that you can replace it with. So you got to find something that's not alcoholic that you can replace it with. It's not a bunch of sugar and junk food either, because you'll get, you know, gain a bunch of weight and your body will go in the direction you don't want it to. So it's always good to find something similar that maybe has, like, kombucha tea is something that you might want to look into. It's got a hair bit of alcohol in it because of the fermentation process. It's got carbonation to it, like a beer. And it'll give you a similar sensation, but it's really good for the gut. It's extremely healthy. It rebuilds and supports the body in so many different ways. And it's, yeah, I mean, is it going to give you the same kick and all that? No, but is it going to be, again, I like replacement therapy. I think it works, and I think it works very well. But it's also getting focused on two things, your lifestyle with your exercise and your eating habits, right? So your eating habits, I would encourage you. Look, I mean, get a copy of my book. It's free. Go to myfreehealthbook.com, myfreehealthbook.com, and we'll send you a copy. But look at the diet in there. Just look at it, read about it. You want to start on it, cool. Do your thing. But that's where you get started. You have to start with a good strategy. Can't just wing it. Don't go read an article on Google and think you got it. Don't do blind nutrition. Blind nutrition will leave you blind. You have to be guided. Provider-guided nutrition is the key, and it really is the game plan. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producers, Mr. Figg, also Derek Allen, and our chief engineer, John Garrison. I want to thank all of our team that do everything to put this together. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you live your potential. This is Asa RX.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of Asa RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.